am I here? What is my purpose in life? Have you ever asked yourself those two questions? I have, many times. Maybe you're going through life unfulfilled, unfocused, searching for meaning, but nothing seems to fill the void. What's missing? What's the point of it all? Hi there! My name is Awino Awiti, and welcome to another episode of Unspoken. So, you feel like your life is moving in circles. You feel like you don't know what you're supposed to be doing with your life. Or, you just feel like you're not making a bit of progress in your life. Many people will ask at some point, why am I here? And this question can be scary and thrilling at the same time. One important thing to note is that your purpose in life is as unique to you as your fingerprint. Meaning, we all have different purposes in our lives. We all have particular set of talents, experiences, skill sets, and interests that light us up. Purpose is related to these, but it is your reason for being. It is why you get out of your bed early in the morning. However, even a strong sense of purpose can wear you down. That's why, ideally, your purpose blends with what interests you and brings you joy. Basically, that thing that you do and just sets your soul on fire, or something that makes you happy and gives you fulfillment. That is your purpose. Someone will ask, why is finding my purpose important? Actually, finding your purpose in life might just sound like a nice to have thing, but it's more important than you think. It is so unhealthy to live a life with no meaning. Just living a life with no purpose, you will not have growth in your mind. So, I gathered a few tips to help you find your purpose in life. Because we all talk about finding a purpose, but someone will ask again, how do I find my purpose? What do I do to know that this is my purpose? Because many times we chase things that maybe don't even fulfill us or just bring us joy. We just do something. You've heard of people quitting their job, maybe after 20 years of working, you quit your job because you come to realize that it drains you, it doesn't give you joy. So that's why you need to find your purpose as early as possible so that you can have a meaningful life, have something to drive you in life and just give you the momentum to live life. So here are my few tips. The first one, develop a growth mindset. To find your purpose, you have to develop a growth mindset. Allow for room to grow. Having a growth mindset is linked to having a sense of purpose. Because constantly growing and becoming a better version of yourself helps you identify your purpose and committing to pursue it. Whenever you have a growth mindset, you will be able to embrace challenges as opportunities. Because once you've allowed yourself to grow, your mind will be open. And once you face a challenge, you'll find better solutions to your challenges and see your challenges as opportunities. My second one, create a personal vision statement. A personal vision statement just helps you to find balance in life. It also serves as a roadmap that will guide you toward your purpose by identifying your core values and establishing what's important to you. So basically, a personal vision statement is like a goal or a dream, something that you want to achieve. It's like a vision, what you see yourself becoming or what you want to become. Once you have that, you'll have a target, you'll have a purpose and say, I want to do this with my life. Your life will have a meaning, basically. Yeah. The third one, give back. Yes, giving back can enhance your meaning and purpose in life. This means that when you help others, you also help yourself. Give back, volunteer. There are a lot of, in our community today, there are a lot of volunteering opportunities. Go somewhere, give a hand or so, and just help out somewhere in the community. Visit orphanages, visit children's home around you, and donate your clothes, maybe something that you're not using anymore that could help someone. You find that once you do this, it fulfills your soul. You just feel at peace, and you feel well. You just feel at peace, and in the process, you're purpose driven, and hence you just find purpose in your life. And you may even meet people with the same interest and help you and direct you to finding a purpose. The fourth one, practice gratitude. I remember I talked about gratitude in a previous episode here on Unspoken, where I talked about how to develop the attitude of gratitude and how it is important to us. If you have not listened to that episode, you can go and listen to it. It's a good guide to developing the art of gratitude, because cultivating gratitude can make you more generous and lead to acts of kindness. Like I said in that previous episode, that once you have an attitude of gratitude, you learn to appreciate what you have, the little, even if it's little. Once you learn to appreciate what you have, you'll even have more. Yeah. The fifth one, turn your pain into purpose. You have to turn your pain into purpose, because we all face struggles in life. We are always dealing with one or two issues. So overcoming these challenges shapes you to who you become and gives you unique strengths and perspectives. Many people ask for help when struggling to overcome the challenges. That's why you see someone is going to a therapy. You go and seek for therapy, because you need to involve a third party to find a solution to your challenge. Or you maybe visit a life coach or go for guidance and counseling services. So going through such, you may meet people, or for example, you may meet someone that has the same struggle as you, and this will help them help you to overcome your challenge. And this is your purpose. Maybe you may even find your purpose is touching people's lives and helping people grow through their struggles. The sixth one, explore your passions. Do you know what your passions are? Amma, you don't know. You need to find your passion. What someone somewhere said, that find what you love. Do what you love. Yeah, do what you love and let it kill you. Basically, don't live a meaningless life just because you want to do something that, or maybe something. Many a times people find themselves in situations or in places where they're not comfortable, or they find themselves doing something they don't like because of maybe the money, because of maybe they're getting paid for it. But once you explore your passions and your interests, that is a good indicator in finding your purpose in life. Think about what you're good at. Ask people around you. Think about what, like I said earlier, what sets your souls on fire? What brings joy to you? And find it. That is a good step in finding your purpose. Number 7, be part of a community. Purpose is about feeling connected to others. So being an active member of a community can contribute to a greater sense of purpose in life. Go out, meet people, share some passions and interests. Take part in community projects like planting trees. Don't just be basic. Like I always tell people, don't strive to live a basic life. Do good. Be part of a community. Plant trees. Care for the environment, and you'll find that it gives you joy, and just find a purpose or meet people with the same passions and interests. Number 8 on my list, spend time with people who inspire you. People say that, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So spend time with people who are positive and purpose-driven. Surround yourself with aspirational people. It's people who challenge you to do better. People who challenge you to do better. And definitely, you'll find your purpose. Number 9, read. Reading expands your mental horizons and connects you to other people, places, and culture. It opens your mind. Once you read, you're open to ideas and you become a critical thinker. Yeah, it helps you to cultivate the sense of connectedness that generates a sense of purpose in life. But for me, currently, I'm reading a book by Oprah Winfrey. I've forgotten the name, but it's a book written by Oprah Winfrey, where each chapter she tells you how you can find your purpose in life, and relates it with other motivational speakers and other successful people of how they found their purpose in life. It's a nice read. I'm reading it and it's really helping me in the journey of finding my purpose. So go and look for it. It's a book by Oprah Winfrey. Yeah. Number 10 on my list, practice self-acceptance. When you accept yourself, you are more likely to give the best of yourself in every situation. Know yourself. Jikubali. In Swahili we say jikubali. Accept yourself. And once you accept yourself, you know what you can and what you can't do. And you're just comfortable with yourself. Because if you don't accept yourself, how will other people accept you? Give meaning to your life. And once you find that once you practice self-acceptance, it gives you meaning to your life. And hence, you're on the right path to finding a purpose. The last one, take time for self-care. When our brains are relaxed, we are always most creative. When you don't have a lot of things in mind, you, are very, very creative. For personally me, when I have a lot of things in mind, I find it hard to be creative, or maybe write something creative, or even record podcasts. But when you're relaxed, you have a lot of ideas because your mind is open to ideas and it's thinking a lot. So that helps you to find meaning and purpose in life. And take care of yourself. Self-care is important. Take care of yourself. Go for spa dates and just relax. Take walks, relax, meditate, and you'll find that you will learn about yourself. Ever had someone that you don't you don't know yourself as much? So when you relax and go for self-care, take care of yourself so well, you'll find that you even learn more about yourself and your body and how you react to different situations. So I hope you learned. I hope these tips are going to be helpful to you in finding your purpose, because they are helping me in finding mine. So finding your purpose in life doesn't have to be hard. You know, many times we are told from back when you are, I think back when high school, you're told, do you have a purpose? I think this was in a topic somewhere in CRE where you have to find your purpose or something. I remember. So for the longest time, I've always viewed finding a purpose as something hard. Something that you have to do your research, you have to read, and just, I thought that it was just something that needed a lot of energy. But actually, when I've been on that journey recently, I realized it doesn't have to be hard. You just have to identify and acknowledge that honoring your purpose is the foundation of a well-rounded life. It requires some courage because it opens up questions and ideas that might not be comfortable. But it's worth it. It's worth to find purpose in your life because you live a meaningful life. You'll know what you're meant to be doing on this earth. I think there's a chapter in the Bible that says we are all born for a reason, something like that. So basically, that's your purpose. Purpose provides you with an inner compass that guides every decision and leads you to the experiences that light up your soul. That thing that sets your soul on fire. I don't say that. Find that thing that makes you happy, that gives you fulfillment. Because behind every successful person is clarity of purpose. All these successful people that you see out there, before they became successful, they had to go back and just sit down and find their purpose so that they can know what they need to be doing. So that's why that's successful, because you can't be successful if you don't have a purpose. And unless you find yours, you'll continue to cruise through life on autopilot, what I always call existing but not living. So strive to live. Don't just exist in this life. Live your life to the fullest. Find your purpose. Find your purpose. So I hope you learned something from this episode. I hope you are on that journey, or from this episode you're going to get on the journey to finding a purpose in life and live life to the fullest. Live a meaningful life. Remember, you can tell me in the comments how these tips are helpful to you, or how you're going to start up on the journey to finding a purpose. And remember, you can DM me on our official Instagram page at UnspokenPodcastKE and leave your comments there, or visit my personal account at Awino Awiti on Instagram. So guys, thank you for listening to this episode of Unspoken. I think I'll see you on the next one. Bye.